You'll pardon me, I'd like to say we do okay. Reverend Blue Jeans.
Home offices, you can wear blue jeans all day long. You can stay in your pajamas or all not. Day long. That's right.
Whatever trips your trigger,
you
right?
You can be comfortable at home.
Whatever,
that's right.
Whatever makes you comfortable.
Hey, I was in my gym shorts that I wear to bed yesterday.
While working in the office.
Yeah, coming home from a trip and your clothes are packed and mm-hmm. dirty and doing laundry. I generally do get dressed just because it's a mental thing.
Okay.
But not yesterday.
That didn't do it yesterday.
Nope.
All right. Just couldn't get up to it, huh?
Hey, let's.
Well, like I said, you're doing laundry and your clothes are dirty. You know where this is, that is that.
Yeah. We talked this morning about watching the beautiful sunrise over the Superstitions or McDowell Mountains. Let's run up to northern Arizona, bring in Roger from Williams. He watches sunrise over the San Francisco Mountains. Good morning, Roger.
Hello.
Listening to us on KFF CAF Radio.
I probably got the smallest office you've ever heard of. It's 4 foot by 4 foot eight.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a 4 foot bench across the back with the computer and monitor and printer and all that. And I'll have a little side bench on it. And when you walk in, of course, the door swings out. Can't swing.
Well, that's handy.
And you walk in, and there's a stool with a backrest on it. You can't get two people in it, even standing up, I don't think.
So what kind of work do you do?
Well, I used to be a landlord, owner-manager. And, you know, all your bookkeeping and stuff's on the computer and everything. And I also reload in there.
Okay.
Well, the nice thing about
a 4x4?
Dual-purpose home office.
The nice thing about a small office space like that is there's not a lot of room for other distractions.
Well,
you know, you don't have the video games, you don't have the pictures, you don't have all of the other distractions. You can just kind of isolate yourself, and you're dedicated to it.
Actually, when I get in there on a cool morning, it actually warms up if I close the door just from me being in it.
Roger, we sure appreciate the call. A 4 foot by 4 foot reloading and property management headquarters.
4 foot eight.
Oh, yeah.
Give him that extra 8 inches. He's going to need it.
You know, the other thing we talk about a lot is sometimes working from home, and I'm prone to this, I can get a little lazy on my filing stuff. Like, you know, the utility bills. I like all my bills to come in paper, and I like to pay all my bills in checks. I don't like internet. Whatever. It's just recently I've quit writing a check at the grocery store. It's because all the looks you get. You're slowing this line down, old man. Would you, somebody, please pick a line just for people like him?
Get this guy into the 21st century.
There should be a line for check writing customers.
That'd be a real empty line.
But just getting the document filing system set up so it doesn't pile up on the desk makes a huge amount of difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
And there are systems you can actually buy that will assist you in that, and you'll actually come with pre-printed labels for your home records, your office records, and your pet records, and your vehicle records. And just if you're going to do it, take the time to do it by getting in there and getting organized. I think that's probably more important than anything.
And everybody is going to be different.
Right.
Everybody's going to have their own system, their own pattern for organization, and their own timing. So there's really, you know, no right or wrong way to do it. It's whatever works for you.
It's really no different from planning a kitchen renovation where you want to know where you're going to store everything. Plan your office out. What do I need near me? Do I need file drawers next to me? You know, storage for paper goods, pens, things like that. And where does the electrical outlets need to be, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's very important, planning is.
And what is that process you and I were talking about a couple months ago at the office about fine-tuning your procedure to minimize effort and maximize efficiency in every single thing you do? What are they, Kaizen?
Kaizen, yes.
Kaizen.
Yes.
That was kind of invented by, I think, Toyota.
Yes.
And they force you to rethink your workspace, even to the point where do you place your stapler and where is your adding machine and where is your telephone?
And part of
how do your brakes work?
Part of what I went through in that training process was they actually put blue tape around every location on my desk. So I got in the habit of putting my stapler at the same location. Eventually, you can take that off, but that's how they train you.
You hope, eventually.
You hope, yes.
That's the intent, right?
Yes.
Well, I have to tell you that with the office at the home and the office down the street, I mean, very often I'm at one of those offices looking for something that I know is at the other location.
Yes.
I mean, if I could eliminate the hours I spend looking for stuff, I would gain a lot of time just on – that's just on me. That's something I've got to get better at.
Right.
Home offices, here talking with Ann Lyon, Senior Design Consultant with Roselle Nash Remodeling and Stam Zumbrunnen. Appreciate y'all coming in today and visiting on this topic.
You bet.
Thanks for having us.
Stan at Roselle Nash Remodeling. We've got room for anybody that wants to sneak in a holiday project.
Absolutely. Give us a shout now and we can come out and meet with you, see what you've got in mind. And we can probably get, you know, kitchens or baths, you know, completed by... probably Christmas. I don't know about Thanksgiving. We might be a little tight for Thanksgiving, but certainly by Christmas we can get new kitchens and bathrooms in. Absolutely.
If you've had a remodeling nightmare experience in the past, they generally provide us our best clients because they never want to go through that again. We sell not only the finest fit and finish of any company currently doing business on the planet, but our process. What did Shelley say just the other day about our work, Ann?
It was dust-free and... pretty much spot on. I mean, we are sticking to the schedule to the T.
On schedule, yes, on time, no surprises, and no dust.
Yes.
That's the kind of process
you like.
She was
very impressed.
We've put up, Stan and I and Ann have put a lot of time and thought into how we tackle your project. And that time and thought is the way we're going to stand out and be different than any other company you could pick. Give us a ring. 480-998-6961 or find us at rosieonthehouse.com.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.